This is a landmark transaction that has happened in Zimbabwe. It confirms that our policy does not deter foreign direct investment from coming into the country. Secondly, it speaks to the broad-based empowerment initiative where the resources must benefit local people and the development of the country. And it keeps the investor and society at peace with each other. So for us, the compliance by Zimplat and Impala Platinum marks the culmination of almost over 2 years of negotiation, intense negotiation, which will usher a new era. It also indicates to you or to the world that the mining compliance in Zimbabwe has been satisfactorily accomplished.
But there are some writing in the international press saying that this company might have been forced to cede a 51% stake because the government was using coercive power. Is this true?
Well, there is a law, and the law is there for everybody to see. What I know is that Zimplat has complied with the spirit and letter of the law in Zimbabwe. So for those who seek to see other motivations outside what is already prescribed in our laws, I cannot answer on their behalf. There's been no cohesion. There's been discussion, very cordial discussion, and we've arrived at this conclusion through negotiation, sitting down and discussing, which has always been the way we stated from day one in terms of how we're going to conduct the discussion. So those who want to ascribe the success of this program to some other efforts or measures that have been used, it is not for me to comment on that.